Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station at my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, keeping America moving along, thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler when it comes back. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. See all the little things we have over there to offer you and take advantage of that. All right, hour number two. Joining us, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, are you thinking about getting the COVID-19 vaccine, folks? I got a little advice for you. Don't take any over-the-counter pain relievers beforehand, or, for that matter, any prescription pain relievers before you get the shot. You will have a reaction. The reaction depends on what the stuff is that you're taking and how potent it is. Now, all I can tell you is a couple of friends of mine, it went on for about a day afterwards with the problems that they were having, and it wasn't pretty because of the pain medication that they had taken. Do not take any over-the-counter pain relievers before you get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, Kyle, Novartis and Pfizer, the COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing companies, have got a deal in the works to produce more vaccine, and that's good.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, because unfortunately, the ability to roll out the vaccine in any meaningful, you know, significant way, getting anywhere close to either the Trump's prediction or what President Biden has talked about, the 100 million vaccinations in 100 days.
1.5 million a day, and they're not close.
And they're not even close. And so that's right. So every little bit helps. And everybody has been under the impression that once these vaccines, you know, were developed, that they would be rolled out as quickly as possible. And we have to make sure that happens.
And see, the problem is they don't have the supply. They keep running out of supply, and that's what's going on. Now, the Dow tumbled 620 points yesterday in a stock sell-off as the GameStop worries continued. This GameStop stock surge was fueled, of course, some people say, by the stimulus checks. People got money, didn't know what to do with it. Well, we're going to make a fortune, so they put it in the stock market. And dream on, folks, dream on.
Right. Well, again, this whole thing this last week with GameStop has really been Well, it's been eye-opening for one thing, and of course now you're hearing, well, we've got to find out how to put more checks and balances into the system, basically, and you know, but at the same time, I've, you know, heard other market analysts, they're saying, look, the little guys making money, and now suddenly this is a huge problem.
Yeah, and Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas is asking for a Senate hearing. He says a Senate hearing is warranted after Robinhood shut down trading. Well, there might be some truth to that.
Well, right. Well, we're going to find out more as this all, you know, sort of pans out. I heard Charles Payne talking about this. He said he didn't hear anybody upset that GameStop had been shorted for so long, or words to that effect. So, yeah, there's a lot of there's going to be a learning curve here, and a lot of people are going to start learning a lot more about the stock market than we ever did just because of this event.
Now, in case you didn't catch it last hour, folks, we talked about this right off the bat, right out of the gate with the show. President Biden has said the COVID relief stimulus checks, that bill will be passed in the Senate. Charlie Schumer's guaranteeing it, with or without GOP support. They have the votes to do it. There may be one or two GOP senators that are going to go along with it, maybe even more than that, to give them the necessary votes, the 50-plus votes they need, without getting Kamala Harris involved in it.
Well, exactly. And I do think, Captain, we can go back to the election in Georgia, where, again, you know, you and I talked about it a lot, about how Mitch McConnell could have done something about the COVID-19 stimulus.
He cost them Georgia because he would not do what won it for the Democrats there. They were on the stump saying that if you vote for us, if you elect us, you will get your $2,000 stimulus checks. Not $1,000, not $1,400, $2,000. He said, those people said it. McConnell kept saying, well, nope, not so fast, nope, not so fast. And that's all it took. And believe it or not, people voted because they wanted the money.
Well, exactly. But at this point, just as before, if the Republicans can be painted as the party that doesn't want to help you out through this COVID-19 emergency because you haven't had any income for months and months, that's going to be super bad, obviously, for Republicans. And again, they just looks like they're making the same kind of mistake. They got to go in there with something bipartisan so that they can help claim the idea that, hey, we're helping you too. Otherwise, they will be painted as the party that's not trying to help you. I understand about spending and not wanting to go overboard and all that. I get that. But this is a very, very different kind of situation. And we saw what happened in Georgia.
Now, little Dr. Fauci is back in the news again for something a little different. He seems to be at odds with Biden's chief of staff over the research about whether or not the schools should reopen. Holy smokes. You know, they want to get the schools open, and Fauci's going, wait a minute, can't do that. Well, Fauci, what is it? You can or you can't? Because I've heard him say both ways on this over the past few months. All right, folks, I'll be back with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi and the $1 million investment. Nancy Pelosi and the $1 million investment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, and you hear him on many of these stations when he's on the air. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Autoglass America, because in the times that we live in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them, I sent you, yours truly, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You also get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in your palm of your hand when they finished the windshield replacement. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and Port Charlotte, and all surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That number again, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the Captain Matt Bruce sent you, and you'll get that $100 drop right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Can always count on it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yep, can always count on you. All right, there you go. Okay, well, you know, we teased something going into the break. Nancy Pelosi and her husband bought $1 million in Tesla stock a few days before the Biden administration announced plans to buy 645,000 electric vehicles to replace the vehicles that the post office uses and some of the other government agencies uses, short of the big trucks that they have to have. How about that? That's called insider trading.
Yeah, and we'll just be told that, people buy stocks all the time, and they just
idea. No, we're told it doesn't matter because they have exemption on insider trading. That is a fact.
Well, yes, of course. And but again, if the optics would are not good, but it doesn't matter because Nancy Pelosi is in the Democrat Party. If it was somebody else,
really, what was your first thought?
No kidding. I mean, I think if people are used to this kind of thing, and that's I'm saying that because I think that a lot of people will just say, well, they throw up their hands. What can you do?
What can you do? Nothing until you change that rule.
Until you change that rule. Exactly. That's exactly right.
And the Democrats aren't going to change it. They're making money.
Right. But in other words, but if it's being flaunted to the people, that eventually will hopefully mean that either they get voted out or they change the rule.
Now, did you hear about the six attorney generals threatening, they haven't done it yet, threatening to sue the Biden administration amongst all these executive orders citing executive overreach, which probably, from where I'm sitting, is true?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I think, and as they should, this is why, well, why we have a court system, for one thing. President Biden, who touted during the election campaign that, he, you know, dictators use executive orders all the time. He's, I've got to get the votes. I've got to get consensus. Turns out we're a democracy. And he said all those right things to say. He said all those things to make it look like he was so much more genial than Donald Trump. And he wasn't going to do executive orders because only dictators do that. And yet, lo and behold, what was it last count? Is it what, some 24? And there's 37 presidential actions, last I heard. I mean, this is a lot. And by the way, Captain, I saw a story today that said President Biden is going to begin to wind down the executive orders starting next week. And I figured that's probably because he's done them all already.
Well, yeah, we're well over 40. I don't know what the exact number is, but, you know, that's probably true. He's done everything he could with the stroke of a pen as quickly as he could. However, some of them, I think, will be struck down because, well, for example, this one, okay, mail-in ballots. Who has control of the election laws?
Well, the states do.
Okay, listen to this. The Congress is going to introduce a bill that will send all registered voters ballots before election day. What bearing does that have in any state in the country?
Well, right, yeah, the feds don't run the election. Right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the telephone. I think we got one of our old friends on the line. Is this Nelson?
Yes, it is.
What's
hey,
up?
Well, I'll tell you, it seems to me, I remember that David Perdue, who was running for, in effect, re-election to the U.S. Senate, wasn't he accused this last cycle on insider trading?
Yeah, so was Kelly Loeffler.
That's true as well, yes. And I thought that ought to be referenced in regards to Nancy.
Well, here's the thing. It's legal.
Right. But
the members the members of the of Congress, Senate and House, have privileged information that they get that they can use that you and I can't do.
Right, but what my point is that doesn't mean a stink can't be made.
Yeah, well, they're making a stink right now, but what's it going to do?
Well, anyway, fair is fair. Okay,
thank you.
Have a good evening. Yep, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. That's Nelson up in Live Oak. So there you go, and we haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks or so. So it's great to hear from him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So from Nelson.
Yeah. Now the other thing is, in lieu of everything that's going on here, Islamic Jihad is now reporting, and this is a publication I might add, is now reporting for the world to hear that the Iranian general Soleimani gave direct orders in Gaza to what was going on there. Are you surprised?
No, not surprised at all. And, of course, this is one of the reasons why President Trump gave the order to, you know, to take out Soleimani when he became, you know, when it was apparent to be able to do that.
Plus, he was the one behind all the IEDs that were being put out there, the missile attacks and all that. He was authorizing those on the American forces. Also, one other little thing, the Taliban spoke up, and they had something really interesting to say in Afghanistan. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Well, there are no Al-Qaeda operatives in Afghanistan, and they certainly, the Taliban, is not doing anything to help them.
Well, I have a bridge in Brooklyn that I could sell you. Right?
I got a bridge in Cleveland that goes over the the Rhine River in Germany that I've also, you know, I mean, they really think we're stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well, they do. And, well, and maybe they're, you know, hedging here because of the new Biden administration. Maybe they're saying that for effect, but right, we'll believe it when we see it, when we can verify it.
Now, the legal battles for clean and fair elections continue. Judicial Watch is on the front end of all of this, of course. They've joined with Allied Educational Foundation in filing a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Arizona's election integrity laws that prohibit out-of-precinct voting and ballot harvesting. I found this out, and I couldn't believe it. Out-of-precinct voting, that means that if you lived in the 39th precinct in Arizona, but you cast your vote in the 199th precinct, that it shouldn't have happened according to the laws in Arizona, but they took the votes anyway.
Right. Now, again, a lot of the things that we hear from the Democrat Party are based on the notion that you don't want to disenfranchise voters. And that's sort of their log line, their rallying cry. But at the same time, though, Captain, to be a voter and to be responsible, you have to bear some responsibility to be able to follow the rules and get your vote in on time. Mm-hmm. It's like turning in your assignments in school or something. You bear some responsibility, a lot, as a matter of fact, to do what you need to do.
Now, very quickly, I don't know what the plurality was in Arizona, but I don't think it was 100,000 votes. I think it was less than that for Biden. Is that about right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, 122,751 votes were filed outside the precincts they were supposed to be filed in.
Oh, wow.
So that's a big deal. Now, I talked about Los Angeles, California, and the corruption there and the Democratic this, that, and the other. But how about this one? George Soros and one of his funded groups is going to provide the mandatory implicit bias training for over 20,000 L.A. city workers. How about that?
Wow. Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could be doing. They could be doing up.
Oh, and I read the number wrong. It's 50,000 city employees. Sorry.
50,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, again, there's a lot of things that they could be doing up there that might be a better time spent.
Yep, it's called the Kerwin Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnicity, which is out of Ohio State University. They have deep ties to Soros, and they get funding directly from Soros, let's see, what's the name of the company? Open Society Foundation.
Well, again, you know, these kinds of seminars or programs or you know, these kinds of things.
Well,
but doesn't it boil down to, Captain, to do unto others and to respect all people and treat everybody?
Yeah, but my point here is that Soros gets it. They're going after things at the local level and working their way up. That's how come they went after the district attorneys. They're doing things locally. Yep. We need to do the same thing. No ifs, ands, or buts. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We hope you're having a great weekend wherever you're at. Hope you're not shoveling too much snow. And if you're over in the middle of Atlantic States, East Coast, Chicago, good luck. The Windy City is the Snow City this weekend. Whoa, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden has signaled that he's willing to move ahead on COVID relief without Republicans. He's urging immediate action on his $1.9 trillion relief plan.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
President Biden spoke before leaving for Walter Reed Hospital, where he met with wounded soldiers and toured the hospital's vaccination site. The body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries in the storming of the Capitol, will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer announced late Friday. Officer Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher by the mob. He's the third U.S. Capitol Police officer to lie in state at the Capitol, an honor typically reserved for government leaders. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Ready or not, here comes the Joe Biden Socialism Express. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, neither prayers nor a record number of authentic votes for Trump nor decisive victories in Florida, Iowa, Ohio, where until high-tech robbery of the 2020 presidential election, if a Republican won the Buckeye State, it was assured they would win the White House. So the leftist and Chinese concubines who have worked harder for Chinese interests then for the good of our republic, have control of the Senate, the House, and the presidency. But rather than just giving up and giving in, I believe we the people, almost 80 million strong, who voted for Trump and still desire freedom of religion, our unalienable rights, economic prosperity, the sanctity of life, the traditional family, equal opportunity, and prosperity must unite as never before and refuse to be a participant in the political enslavement of our beloved republic. The Republican Party let us down, but we must refuse to let ourselves and future generations down. God bless you. God bless America. And may America bless God.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com.
And don't forget, you can give them a call 24-7 by calling this number, 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. There is a legal assistant standing by that can at least answer your basic questions, and then they'll see what it is they can do for you, 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, let me see here. A huge new trove of Jeffrey Epstein documents have been released, and most of the stuff is triple X-rated because of the fact that he was messing around with a bunch of kids. Kids now, not adults, kids.
Yeah, this is really sick, twisted, horrible stuff, and it's just unbelievable. I can't imagine anybody who hurts kids like that is what can you say? I mean, this is the worst thing you can do.
It is, and I don't know why we have to keep talking about this, but apparently there's somebody out there who thinks this is news, but it came out in the form of news, and I had to mention it because it's there and it's on the news list, so there you go. And I don't really care. He's dead. He's gone. The girlfriend is being protected. She thinks she should be out walking around, but in lieu of all this stuff, but she was involved in this. She was involved.
Well, they're learning a lot more, and we don't know what's happening in terms of these whatever interviews are going on. But again, hopefully what this can lead to, though, Captain, is to find out who is doing the trafficking. Where is this originating from?
Yeah.
And being able to shut it down.
Now, the FBI disclosed yesterday a group called the Oath Keepers. I'm sort of familiar with them. I know who they were. I've been asked a number of times if I wanted to join it, and I said, nope, don't think so, because I really didn't think that was something I wanted to be involved in. It's a good thing I didn't, because wait till you hear this one. The FBI said a group called the Oath Keepers recruited and trained recruits to storm the Capitol weeks in advance of it happening on January 6th.
Yes, exactly.
And gee again, whiz.
Yeah, we're starting to, they're starting to ferret out, just exactly how all this really came to be. Was it a spur of the moment thing? To some degree, maybe for some people that went there, but we're understanding now that there seemed to be a lot more planning by some of these kinds of fringe groups. And that's not something that we should be doing in this country, and they're going to track them down, and it's going to be made examples of, I believe.
And the FBI also released a security video showing that the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC offices in Washington, D.C. were planted the night before the January 6th riot. They showed someone showing up in a hoodie with a mask over their face. You couldn't identify them per se, but they walked up and they dropped things off, and then they turned around and they walked back at each location.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, it's this is the kind of thing, we keep hearing the term civil war. We keep hearing, this kind of thing, all of the division. Well, there are people on both sides of the aisle who disagree on different things, but our system is designed to not have a civil war. That's not what we're about.
Yeah. Now, the Biden DOJ is currently rolling back the Trump directive to pursue the toughest charges and sentencing laws that Trump had for some of the violent offenders and the sexual offenders. They are now loosening those charges in the way that they were sentencing them, which I don't think is a good idea at all.
I don't think it's a good idea at all either, because, again, what happens is it starts to sound much more like they are virtue signaling to a particular constituency or thought process rather than enforcing the law.
Yeah. And we've had a U.S. Vice Admiral, Jeffrey Trussler, who has said that China is now pouring a lot of money into manufacturing and making anti-ship missiles.
Well, you know, Captain, what's happening in the South China Sea, unfortunately, it just kind of goes, it just goes into the ether in terms of the news media. And then what could happen with Taiwan is also amazingly important. I think it's going to bubble to the surface whether we like it or not.
Did you hear the order they gave their Coast Guard ships that are patrolling the South China Sea?
What was that?
If any foreign ships come into their territory where they're not supposed to be because China claims the territory, the Chinese Coast Guard ships are supposed to fire on them.
Well, as opposed to warning them off and escorting them out of whatever they think is their area.
That's not what I said. I said they're supposed to fire on them.
Exactly. Well, that's obviously, that would ratchet up tensions very, very quickly.
Well, if you fire on one of our ships because we're in that area with one of their other Coast Guard vessels, I think they're going to blow you out of the water.
Well, I think you're right about that. I mean, this is similar to what we've seen, of course, with Iran, you know, trying to claim waters or then trying to lure ships in or this kind of thing. But the Chinese government, I think, is going to get very, very bold here in terms of what's happening in the South China Sea, also what's happening with Taiwan. In fact, I think they were rankled by, the UK looking to give some kind of citizenship path or something to people from Hong Kong. It's going to get less good as we move forward.
Yeah. Now, Big Oil is seeking the alliance with biofuels. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
To combat the Biden agenda. And they are definitely lining up together so that they can go after this Biden agenda and do something.
Well, again, the Biden agenda is to come in and literally ruin the very idea that America is energy independent. Whether the Biden administration likes it or not, America runs on oil and gas, natural gas. That's not going to change for a very, very long time, despite some car companies saying they're going to electrify by 2035, or even our own Governor Newsom, I think, in recent times, said, you know, they wanted to stop selling cars or something in California that are internal combustion within a certain number of years. All these things, they come in and they just try to ruin what's happening for people's lives. Yes, we want to move forward to the future and all these kinds of things, but obviously you can't just come in and change it overnight.
Yeah, and before we go to break, I want to mention something that we mentioned in the first hour. This is very significant. A judge has decided the Virginia Election Board violated the law with their late mail-in ballot rule, which supposedly was supposed to go through the state legislature to be changed and wasn't, and therefore they overstepped their boundary.
Well, exactly right. Now, this doesn't change the results, I think, in that state, and certainly not the presidential election.
Not anywhere.
But what it does, though, it does show that what President Trump was talking about had some merit to it. It wasn't just that it was all out of the ether somewhere. Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back, take another look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, see what we got going there. Got another classic lined up for you here. You're going to love this one when I come back. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along on a weekend edition here. Hope you're having a great weekend and you haven't had to shovel too much snow, unless you live in Chicago, and then I understand that.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her doing that very much for us because she lives up there, Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you guys and gals serving America, doing what you're doing. And let's not forget this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you, and I said you'd get a free cup of coffee if you went in there and said you were listening to their commercial on my radio show, which is all you got to do. And then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too. Sign up. It's absolutely free. You'll get points for the fuel you buy at the pump. You'll get points for the food you buy in the restaurant. You'll get food. You'll get points for the items you buy in the trucker store. So there you go. All right, here we go.
Left on.
Tom the Wanderer. I'll tell you what, that brings back some memories, Kyle.
Well, it sure does. Well, it goes back, I think, to 1961.
Yeah.
The energy in a record like that, especially at that time, was really groundbreaking. And it still sounds good today. As you said, it brings back those memories.
I met Dion. I met Fabian. I met Bobby Rydell. And I met Frankie Avalon. They were on the Legends Tour twice in the last 10 years, twice. And they are really some great guys, you know. And it was kind of funny going up to them because I think they're all pretty much in their 80s. But it was, and one of them died. I forget which one. But I went up to them and said, you know, we danced to your music. It was great. Thanks for being here. And they can still sing. These guys can still sing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, let's get going here. We'll be talking for the next 5 hours. All right. We do have some weather, big-time weather to talk about. Now, a prolonged winter storm is expected to begin in the Midwest. It's already fired up there, and it's going to persist into early next week for the Northeast. Heavy snowfall is expected across the Midwest, especially along I-80 from Des Moines to Chicago and over into Indiana and Ohio, with snowfall spreading into the Middle Atlantic region. High winds, elevated fire weather threats, and a few strong thunderstorms are possible over parts of the South Central U.S. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Earlier yesterday, because of the storms in California, on Highway 1, this is going to be about 15 miles north of Hearst Castle, we understand, a major section of road of Highway 1 along the coast was simply washed away. This is between MPM 40 and the San Luis Obispo County line along Highway 1, so you'll have to find alternate routes. This is going to take a long time to fix, folks. A large part of that road has simply washed away down the cliff. In California as well tonight, Captain, we do have a dense fog advisory in Central California along Highway 99 and Interstate 5. And now new on the map, I think since last hour, freezing fog advisory. This covers all of Reno, South Lake Tahoe,
yeah.
Pyramid Lake. This is coming across, of course, I-80 through Nevada and into a little bit of California there. But be careful, that freezing fog, if you're coming across I-80 through Nevada. Mm-hmm. Also, high wind watch in southern Oregon tonight. We also have winter weather advisory near Bozeman, yeah. Montana, and that goes down through, yep, into Utah.
Okay, let me get moving here with what's going on to the east. We've got dense fog advisories in the western half of North and South Dakota, on down through the central part of Nebraska, on down to the northern part of Kansas, which would take you across I-70 on Overland, Kansas, from North Platte over almost all the way to Omaha. You've got a dense fog advisory. South Dakota coming out of Rapid City, dense fog advisory east there. Then you got snow, the eastern half of North Dakota, right on down through South Dakota. Most of Minnesota, snow. Most of Iowa, snow. But starting around Des Moines and going all the way to Chicago and all the way up to Milwaukee now, it definitely is to Milwaukee, a winter storm warning. Now, that winter storm warning is also across the central part of Indiana, to include Indianapolis. So that big swath of snow and weather that's coming across is not only up on I-80 and I-90 and I-94 if you're headed towards Detroit, it's also now down on I-70. So I-70, you're going to have that weather going through Indianapolis, and there's snow in the western part of Ohio. Now, single-digit temperatures and below-zero temperatures up in upstate New York, northern Vermont, and the Berkshire sections of Massachusetts. You do have a winter storm watch to include the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of, North Carolina, the eastern part of West Virginia, the mountains of Maryland, also the higher elevations in New Jersey, the area around Philadelphia west, the turnpike out there to the tunnels. You've got snow advisories there, and gale warning along the eastern coast of the United States, all the way from Chesapeake Bay all the way up now to Nova Scotia. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
We will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, and I hope he has a great weekend. I hope you do too, folks. Okay, going right over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website, FoundersCode.com, to find out more about what she's doing. Well, Ms. Denise, there was some real interesting legal news that happened yesterday when it comes to Virginia. It seems a judge there decided the Virginia Election Board violated the law with late mail-in ballots, and it won't change the result of the election, but they violated the law, and they're going to have to change it.
We may still find out some other interesting things, I think, in some of these cases. You know, these judges now can necessarily rule on the cases without any big consequence. You know what I'm saying?
So I do know. Trump is gone. They don't need to worry about all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Yep. And it was obvious that they were holding back because they were afraid that they were going to say something with the mood of the country that was going to just touch it off. And now, oh, by the way, Arizona is a judicial watch is very much involved over there with, of all things, ballot harvesting and the way they did it. It was not legal because they took votes from people that lived in, say, precinct 99, and they took the votes and cast them in precinct 199, which is not legal.
Imagine.
I'm not imagining at all. I know it's happening, and I knew it to begin with, and you and I have talked about it. I don't know how many times that they were just right in front of our faces. They were doing this stuff, and people are going, oh, no, no. You should have heard some of the answers I was getting back from some of the hardcore political types. No, they wouldn't do that. No, they're going by the law. No, they're not going to do that. Yeah, right. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, when we come back, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to talk about New York's Governor Cuomo, and he's up to it. He's right about his chinny chin chin and all this stuff right now. And by the way, you want to talk civil lawsuits? Yep, they're coming. And we are going to be cutting out of here because the music is starting up slowly in my ear here. And, folks, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back from this top of the hour news break, you will hear Denise Simon here on the program. And don't forget, this program on the weekend is heard on a lot more stations than it is during the week. And we appreciate that. 21 years ago, we started this program on a weekend. And here we are. Now we do it 6 days a week, Monday through Friday and Saturdays, too. And we appreciate all the support we've had over the years. And we appreciate all the new support we're getting. Because our podcast this week, on all the different ways that you could hear it, was downloaded 250,000 times. You heard me right. 250,000 times. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.